This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.com's World Report for the week being the 24th of July. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, and Paul Manafort will all appear before the Senate Intelligence Committee to give evidence in the Russian hacking scandal. The senators want details of their meeting with a Russian lawyer who promised political dirt on Hillary Clinton. The Senate Judiciary Committee, meanwhile, meets on Wednesday to discuss the Foreign Agents Registration Act to prevent further foreign meddling in U.S. elections. Vice President Mike Pence on Sunday leaves for a four-day trip to Eastern Europe, where he meets the leaders from the Balkan and Baltic countries. Turkish foreign journalists are on trial all next week, accused of membership of a terrorist organization and at the same time of helping a terrorist organization while not being a member of it. Fresh evidence will be presented in the case of British baby Charlie Gard on Wednesday. The evidence could decide whether Charlie goes to the US for treatment or his life support system is shut off. In Australia, the country's most senior Roman Catholic figure, Cardinal George Pell, appears in court on sex offences. Cardinal Pell denies the charges. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy is also in court as a witness into a corruption trial involving his ruling People's Party. There are elections on Saturday in Venezuela to a constituent assembly which President Nicolas Maduro hopes will override the existing National Assembly. And finally, computer hackers and hackies gather for their largest convention next week. If you want to learn how to hack or not to be hacked, then pop into Las Vegas for DEF CON from Thursday to Saturday. And that was next week's News Today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.com's expanded world analysis for the week being the 24th of July. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee will hear evidence next week on the Russian hacking scandal from the president's son Donald Trump Jr., his son-in-law and top White House advisor Jared Kushner, and his former campaign manager Paul Manafort. All three men attended a meeting with a Russian lawyer and a Russian lobbyist after the lawyer offered information from Russian government sources which would be damaging, they said, to the Clinton campaign. The Senate Judiciary Committee, meanwhile, meets on Wednesday to discuss the Foreign Agents Registration Act in the context of attempts to influence the U.S. elections. Vice President Mike Pence on Sunday leaves for a four-day trip to Eastern Europe, where he will meet with leaders from the Baltic states and the Western Balkans. President Trump visited Poland before the Hamburg G20 summit, and EU leaders are concerned that the Trump administration is attempting to engineer a split between Eastern and Western Europe. Journalists in Turkey continue to be oppressed by the Erdogan government. On Monday, the five-day trial of 19 columnists and newspaper executives starts in Istanbul. Ironically, they are charged both with membership in an armed terrorist organization and helping an armed terrorist organization while not being a member of it. The controversial Charlie Gard case may be resolved on Wednesday when a British judge hears results of fresh medical evidence. Charlie suffers from a rare disease which causes brain damage. His parents want to take him to the US for treatment. But British doctors argue that Charlie's life support should be switched off to prevent further suffering. The most senior Australian Catholic figure, Cardinal George Pell, appears in court on Wednesday charged with sex offences. Pell is the Vatican's treasurer and the third highest ranking official at the Holy See. Cardinal Pell has vehemently denied the accusations. Spain has a corruption problem, and on Wednesday, Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy will testify as a witness in a trial involving his People's Party. Members of the PP allegedly received kickbacks in exchange for public contracts. Morocco's King Mohammed VI marks the anniversary of his accession to the throne with his annual State of the Nation address on Saturday. Strongman Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte gives his State of the Nation address to a joint session of Congress on Monday. There are parliamentary elections on Saturday in the West African countries of Senegal and Gabon. There are also elections in Venezuela to a constituent assembly which President Nicolas Maduro hopes will override the existing National Assembly and rewrite the constitution to ban opposition parties. And that was next week's News Today from lookahednews.com. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.